Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
Live Road Show, live from Prime Social. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome in. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F Yeah Friday, where F is for fun and funny and football and all kinds of things. But the funny part of it is our Comedian of the Week that we have every Friday, and it's a friend of the show, Jerry Rocha, as his album has just dropped. And Barry gave you some good backstory on Jerry, the album, where to get it, and the fact that we are all big fans of his. We've got one more clip of his coming up at 3:15. But again, this is the time in the show where we tell you if you missed anything in the first 2 hours, go to ESPN975.com, click on the show tab, and you will there find the first 2 hours of the show where you can catch up on some things. While you're there, you can also download the app, and then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss anything in the show.
So several people have tagged me, you, us, individually, together as a show on Twitter with this Mark Berman tweet, and I'll say this. I'm going to read this.
Okay.
But I do so under protest because Mark Berman doesn't have a blue check mark. And I don't trust sources that don't have blue check marks on Twitter. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I know I don't have a blue check mark, but I'm not out here breaking news every day. But there was a tweet from Mark Berman, at Mark Berman Fox 26, and I did search for another Mark Berman on Twitter, and I found one, but he writes for the Washington Post.
Yeah, it's
not the same guy.
Yeah, he spells it with the
same. And he's got a blue check. But Mark Berman has tweeted out whether this is a real account or not. Very special news for the Texans. Their first member of the Ring of Honor, former star receiver Andre Johnson, is returning to the franchise as a special advisor to head coach Bill O'Brien. He'll have, quote, different responsibilities. So I guess he's just going to be doing a little bit of everything.
I guess. I mean, look, and every team is different. Every coaching staff is different. You wonder, is he going to be on the sidelines? Is he going to be there next to O'Brien or, you know, playing an integral role in when they're rolling out the offense with the new offensive coordinator and all the things that they're doing? Or is it going to be just during the week? And then on game days, he'll either be up in the press box or things like that. But you know what? I think it's a class move from the organization standpoint to make sure you take care of the guys that, you know, some, especially in this case, probably the first superstar that the franchise ever produced.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you feel like you're maybe just throwing away silly money by doing that? Like, what is he really going to be doing? He's not part of the coaching staff.
Well, you think about it, because he could be. Like I said, during the week at
special
practice.
Special advisor, you're not going to be on the coaching staff.
I don't know, man.
That doesn't count. That doesn't make you a part of the coaching
staff?
You're
a special advisor to the head coach. That doesn't mean you're not a wide receivers coach. You're not.
But Bill O'Brien could go, look, Andre, our receivers are really struggling with route running or getting off the line. Can you go down there today at practice and maybe work with those guys a little bit? Sure, coach.
But that doesn't put him in the coach's room. That doesn't mean he's a coach.
Sure it does. Because he's still going to have other duties where he can sit in the offensive meetings.
Well, you're assuming. You don't know that.
But I'm saying every role is different. But I'm saying if he's working for the coach, then the coach can put him in any situation he wants to make the team better.
Okay. I don't see Andre Johnson being – like, Keenan McCardo was the wide receivers coach – or is the wide receivers coach for the Jacksonville Jags.
Right.
But that, so that I'm not – I don't think that that's what this is.
Okay.
I mean – he might be like, hey, I've got all these personalities, and DeAndre's a big deal. You were a big deal. You understand the culture. You know DeAndre. We're maybe going to bring in another receiver. We're maybe going to add a Le'Veon Bell. We need someone to deal with the stars on this team. That might be a role, but that's not a coach. That's something else. To me, a coach is X's and O's. To me, a coach is you sit in the coach's room with the other coaches, and you come up with game plans. And you talk about what your job is, what the receiver's job is as part of the game plan on the weekends. Getting out and and literally you're coaching people up in practice. But to me, he's not going to be a sideline coach on the weekends with a headset and tell him, you know.
So then, explain the sideline violation coach with the Rams.
That's
because his title has got a coach on it.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if he'll be on the sidelines either, but I can see him engaging wide receivers and stuff, you know.
It would be great if that was Andre Johnson's job, was the get-back coach. As quiet as he is, he'd just be like, Bill, get back.
Yep. That would be fantastic. Just, but Bill, he's still so jacked. No one's going to argue with Andre.
No. But it would just be the quietest get back in the history of the NFL.
But I like what you said in terms of the one thing that I think he could help with is D-Hop getting all this attention and worried sometimes too much about the talk in the media or what someone on the other team is saying. And he could – or, you know, don't do what I did when I went off on Courtland Finnegan. You know, he could do some things to maybe work in the locker room too, but that's all part of whatever the coach wants you to do, from being at practice to being in the locker room to helping guys with either handling fame or the media or whatever it might be.
And, hey, I think it's safe to say that
that's a part of the reason. Though.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
He's coaching them.
A part of the reason why he got the position to begin with is kind of what he's done for the organization to begin with.
Sure.
So, I mean, yeah.
They're smart to keep – I mean, look at the Rockets. The Rockets are geniuses to allow guys like Olajuwon and Clyde and Murph and John Lucas and all of these names that people grew up loving to still be associated with the Rockets. The Texans need that because they have nothing else. The Rockets have championships, and that's why they have those guys around. The Texans have none of that, so to have the best player in franchise history associated with your team is the smartest move they could do until they win a championship.
I love it, but here's the thing. Just so we can clarify, too, just like I said, every team is different. A lot of teams have what they call a quality control coach. He has that title, but that's exactly what his job could be, anything from players in the media to practicing to whatever.
I could see it being an association thing only if it doesn't break seven figures. I could see it just being a six-figure salary.
I don't think it's $1 million deal.
I swear, I hope this lady fights this little person on Jerry Springer. That's going to make my day.
I used to watch this show all the time.
There's a lady.
There's two little ladies.
Look, she got on her knees.
Oh, she got on her knees.
Oh, please let this full-size woman fight this little person. That would be...
That was like Shaq versus, was it Mosley when they boxed? He got on his knees and started boxing. Was it Mosley? I forgot who it was.
Oh, I hope this happens while we're on air. I'm going to lose my bleeping mind if I get to watch that. Sorry, I didn't mean to get off track.
Yeah, you did.
I just saw it, All right,
that's some Juggalo Trey ADD right there.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just saw her, and it looked like she's about to punch that little person. I was like, oh, my gosh. Everyone needs to be watching the CW if this goes down. And, by the way, Ivan tagged me in a tweet from John McClain, who has a blue check mark confirming it. So I'm good now.
Okay, good.
Sorry, Mark Berman. No offense, but I don't like reading stuff unless there's a blue check mark. Because there's a lot of trolls. You were the one that was telling me about an account that was trolling people.
Well, the one that was famous was the Woj account. When the Woj bomb, everybody around trade deadline was waiting one from Adrian Wojnarowski, and someone had the exact same Twitter handle with one letter different and was sending out fake Woj bombs.
Yep.
Everybody was on the news
retweeting
going, the latest NBA trade is out, another Woj bomb. And it'd be like, no,
I'm
wasn't.
I'm not falling for that on air. Not going to send me stuff. Oh, Barry, did you see this? And then I read it and look like a dumbass. I can look like a dumbass on my own. I don't need y'all's help, okay?
There was a guy, I think he works for another radio station, but his big thing to be funny is he sent out a deal the other day. He wants to do the fake rumors too and said Keuchel signs a 5-year, $60 million deal with the Braves. And everybody's like, nice try, dude.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he thought he would get some. And you know who he got? Lisa Station. news directors out there, assistant news directors out there. Keuchel finds a new home.
Got him.
No, he didn't.
That's
sorry,
awesome.
Buddy.
Yeah. All right. So I teased this before we came to this segment, but Nick, you are in charge of doing the Choco Challenge from Fuego Box. The Choco Challenge is Coco Loco spicy chocolate infused with the Black Reaper pepper.
Hmm.
Okay. Apparently the Black Reaper pepper is one of the hottest peppers known to man.
Yeah.
And it's mixed into the chocolate. And I'll tell you, the size of the piece of chocolate that you eat is the size of a pinky fingernail. So, like, it comes in, it looks like a Hershey's bar. You know how there's the individual squares?
Right, right.
But the individual squares are literally the size of a pinky nail. They're not big. That's how hot this thing is. So... You're gonna do that.
No, because we had an agreement that you would do that spicy chip challenge, remember?
And then you never bottled.
Well, because they weren't for sale when I was looking for them. Remember, they were going to bring it back in 2019, and I never circled back.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I backed out.
Right. So the whole point is, that's redundant.
Well,
we should do your challenge, your spicy challenge.
Don't make me be Bill Belichick. We're on to Cincy. We're on to Choco Challenge. We are The spicy chips are behind us. We're on to the Choco Challenge.
By the way, if I can get one of those Madness Reaper chips from anybody, because those things were expensive when I was looking it up, so Barry could do the challenge.
We're on to the Choco Challenge.
I'd really appreciate it.
Well, we're on to the Choco Challenge, and that's not going to be my thing right now.
Why would anybody put anything spicy in chocolate? There's a lot of things that I would not mix with chocolate. Mint is one of them.
I'm looking forward to this, though. This is going to be great. So you're going to go ahead and get that bought, and we'll knock that out next week?
No.
All I know is that I hadn't heard about this until last night.
With Shaq.
And Jason the Jet, Terry, filling in for Charles. Shaq's initiation was that the Jet had to try this. His reaction, and again, like Barry said, it looks like a little candy bar, but I don't know how much of the pepper's in there. But he started by drinking water. Then he started drooling the water and gagging. Then he tried to spit the whole thing out into the coffee cup. And then when Kenny Smith finally gave him a garbage can, he just lost it because – and Shaq, he kept drinking the water, and Shaq goes – that's not going to help. You need milk.
You need milk. Yeah, you definitely don't want to drink water when you eat something really spicy. Milk doesn't help. Milk and bread is the way to go. Milk
that is
and
true.
Bread.
That's absolutely true.
Absolutely.
Well, $2,000 was donated by Shaq because he attempted this.
So, so when you take
the Choco Challenge.
Yeah, when you take the challenge, so the chocolate is $20. They send you a whole kit, but they donate $5 to prostate cancer research. So you'd be doing your
– I could do
you
that.
You probably would need the research because your b-hole will be on fire for
exactly
a week.
That's exactly right. You're going to be cleared out and on fire.
Yeah.
I want to volunteer and help out. But.
I just want – after you do it, though, the next day, I just want you to record your first poop because I want to hear it hit the water.
Why would I record my first poop? And why do you want to see it?
You didn't let me finish.
Okay.
You just cut me off in the middle of
my
a joke. What are you, Joel now?
I knew that was coming, by the way.
Why did you do that? I was right in the middle of going to – it was a beautiful setup, and you just cut me off. And we're on to Cincy. Forget it. It's too late now. I'm not doing the joke. I'm over it. I'm past it. You're bad as Joel. I don't even know why you get to talk
I'm
on this
sorry,
show.
When you say you were going to record –
I've already got one guy that cuts me off. I don't need two.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
God.
But when you said record my stool,
because you should have let
me finish. Jump in.
You
should
have let
sorry.
Me finish. Jeez. You guys are awful.
You should see Barry's face right
poop
now.
Poop shooter.
Jeez. Awful. Over just, here, got these gems all ready to go, and you just...
Did you pre-write that? Did you...
I've done it on stage 1,000 times. Sometimes I mix them in.
All right, go ahead.
No.
I got one for you.
I'm not doing it.
Can you try one for me? Like, if
you
I wrote this joke...
Kiss
drug,
my
you?
Ass. Music's playing. Go to break, Joel.
Okay. Hey, guys. with all this fun and jocularity, we're going to catch our breath and come on back for more. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Angrily written on the bathroom stall wall, it just said, "There's nothing worse." Okay, I'm assuming that was the accent of the guy who wrote it. When you hear the sentence, you'll be like, all right, he got it. Right. Okay? There's nothing worse than a white woman with a black man. Thank you. I got the right voice. See? That's when I realized how long we have till racism ends. Because I don't know about y'all, but when I'm on the toilet, that's a great time. I'm seeing who won the game. I'm reading an article. Could you imagine being so racist that it overtakes you mid-dump? Guy can't even enjoy that. He's just like, no, I gotta say something. Jump out, no, I gotta say something.
Hey, that's our good friend Jerry Rocha. He is hilarious. His album just dropped, and he is our comedian of the week on an F Yeah Friday. Barry has given you some of the backstory. He's also given you an opportunity to get the new album that's out.
Yeah, just hit up at Barry is Funny. I posted a link to it on Amazon. But it's also on iTunes and Google Play and Spotify and anywhere you can buy a comedy album for your phone, it's out there, or your computer, or whatever it is. So make sure you go and get a copy and support Jerry. You can follow him at Rocha Comedy on Twitter as well. Brand new comedy called I Girl, but it's spelled A-Y, not like E-Y-E or anything. I Girl. Go check it out. Jerry Rocha.
Speaking of go check it out, tomorrow for you golfers, noon to 2, I'm going to be at the Golf Galaxy in Friendswood. So if you want to stop out and get your new gear for the new year for 2019, everything you need, and I believe they're having free fittings, 45-minute sessions where you get free fittings for golf clubs.
Nice.
It's the Friendswood location, which is the Baybrook Mall just off I-45. I'm going to be there from noon to 2 tomorrow. Stop by, hang out with me, say hello, get fitted, check out good stuff at Golf Galaxy, brought to you by Golf Galaxy.
That's going to be cool, man. Yeah, y'all get out there.
It should be fun.
Yeah, for real, especially if you're even remotely into golf. And getting custom-fitted clubs can really help. You'd be surprised at what it can do because, you know, you're trying to play with – if you're too tall or too short and you're just trying to play with standard sticks and it messes up your swing plane, that's a good deal. Get out there.
Fittings normally cost money.
Yeah.
I heard the Hank Haney commercial coming in for Golf Galaxy at this location. Today and tomorrow, free 45-minute fittings.
Damn.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a really good deal.
Yes, check it out.
Somebody texted the show, said, Barry, how's the divorce process going? You know what? I hate you guys.
I'm really happy Nora doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, God, me too. Like, she doesn't get upset about a lot, but she'd be like, what is this about a divorce? But like, it's a thing. It's a bit. They just took it and ran with it. And it's not a real thing. I haven't heard y'all talk about it, but this is from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. But do you think that MMA will knock things right in Royce White's head?
I was going to ask you guys about this.
I don't think Royce White ever makes it to the UFC.
I don't think so either.
Not going to happen.
But I think that he's got to be careful just doing any kind of MMA. There's plenty of people that he's just aggravated and frustrated that want to just go off on him. Now they have a chance.
I don't know. I don't know if MMA people feel the same way about him. And maybe they do. But, I mean, he's six. He's what, 6'6", 6'7"? He's a tall dude.
And he was pretty bulky, right?
You know,
I don't know if he was ripped.
I don't know what weight class he would.
It's so funny. There's like this new thing now, this new trend occurring in sports where athletes that don't make it in what they do become MMA fighters.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's kind of like comedians wanting to be actors and actors wanting to be comedians now. Jeremy Piven is a prime example. Or musicians that want to be actors. Or
basketball players
want
to be rappers.
Musicians. And yeah, it's just – and now it seems like the hot thing is a lot of athletes are turning to MMA. I mean, Herschel Walker.
One of the Power Rangers.
Tried it. Jason David Frank, he's a local guy. He
did
lives
MMA here in Houston.
Yeah,
did
Jason David Frank, he lives here. He's and he was, don't get me started.
I went to one of his fights.
He is a karate guy.
Oh, okay.
But I will say this about his matches, and he's welcome to come on and defend himself. I was ringside for a lot of his stuff. I'm not saying they were fixed. I'm just saying that... They didn't look completely above board. I've seen people, I'll put it this way. There were some chokes and some questionable tap outs in some of his performances. As well, there were rumors that he was training with one of his opponents. And pictures.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to one of his fights.
He said performances.
This is all allegedly, by the way, because he's got a lot of lawyers and money, and he would certainly be the kind of guy that would sue me over that. But this is all allegedly.
You know where I saw him fight? At the Arena Theater. Where Keith Sweat is killing it. Remember? Remember who did I offend? Fort Worth J?
Yeah.
Yeah. All 1,900 people in that tiny ass venue.
Yeah.
And everybody cares about Keith Sweat, who's damn near 60.
This is out of left field. Are you?
Yeah.
Did you just?
No, I just Googled because we were talking about Jason David Frank.
Yeah.
And it popped up that he was. I remember watching him at the Arena Theater.
Yep. He fought there several times.
Is Greg Hardy the one that went from football?
Greg Hardy is a guy that went from football. Herschel Walker.
But he's kind of scary at least. Greg Hardy looks like at least he can do some damage in like a street fight or something.
Yeah.
There are several athletes that have tried to cross over into MMA.
You're right, though. It's a trend.
Yep.
So it's interesting. Before we get to anything else, hey, we do like to give back to those that are suspects here on The Usual Suspects that follow us on the regular. So with the weekend upon us and Rice University's men's and women's basketball team taking over Tudor Fieldhouse all weekend long, they're going to need our help to make Tudor Fieldhouse loud. So with that being said, we're going to give away some tickets, right? Rice University's women's team undefeated at home. nationally ranked NCAA leading shot blocker, 6'9", Nancy Mulkey, and the Lady Owls are going to be playing on Saturday. The men's basketball team is Sunday against Middle Tennessee. You could win tickets to both games, a four-pack to both Saturday games and the Saturday game and the Sunday game. All you got to do is be caller number 10 right now, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 wins you a family four-pack to the Saturday women's game and the Sunday men's game. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Do that. Do that right now. Somebody said that even when there's good news out there, y'all still hate on Houston. The only reason I listen is because you're funny. Fresh. And I was like, is that from
Manny? Why did we hate on Houston?
I said, is that from Manny Fresh? But because then the next text is a correction. They meant to say Jeesh instead of Fresh. Yeah, I guess we, quote, hated on Houston because of the Andre Johnson talk. Nobody was hating on Houston.
It was basically a debate.
Speculating what his role was going to be,
right? We were given opinions about what his role would be, and that, you know, that's not hate. That's just, I don't know. You don't be so sensitive, man. Not everybody hates Houston. We just give an opinion.
And I think it's a smart move bringing him back into the fold. It's just we were just trying to figure out what his role might be and pointing out it could be different with any organization and any head coach.
Jeez.
Man, people,
making it weird.
Yeah, getting a little bit too deep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hey, worst name of the year for 2019 is already that award has been claimed. Worst baby name?
Yeah.
Some lady in across the pond, I guess, named her baby Caitlin. Not a terrible name, right?
Right.
It's not a bad baby name.
No.
Caitlin, usually spelled Kaitlyn. Except this dumbass lady replaced the 8 in Caitlin, AIT, with VIII, Roman numeral 8. So this baby's name is spelled KVIIIlyn. Caitlin. Caitlin. That lady can go to hell. That is the.
A license plate where you just put the number
8? Why would you do that to your baby?
That's dumber than Kanye's kid's name.
Why would you do that
Which
to your
one?
Baby?
What was it?
North?
North, I guess.
Northwest.
There's several.
South by Southwest.
This is
pretty stupid. Caitlin. KVIIITLY. I mean, that lady, you shouldn't
That's
be allowed.
Ridiculous.
They should have just said, ma'am, give me the baby. Give me the baby right now. You're going to be a terrible parent. You have no idea what you're doing. You're a dumbass. Give me the baby.
They should have sent Child Protective Services right to her door.
You know what? We'll take it from here. You obviously don't deserve a baby. You don't know how to handle it.
You don't love your child.
So why don't you start off with a cat? And then we'll work up to baby. You obviously can't handle this. You can name your cat Caitlin. Or you can just name it Cat, C, and then the at sign, Cat. And then your dumbass can have that cat, C, at.
What is
Jeez.
Bruce spells his C-A-I-T, Caitlin? Bruce Jenner when he got
Don't catch me lying.
I just Googled.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, and who's going to figure that out?
Yeah, they're going to be like Kate Kvielin.
Well, again, I was going to say, if you're the kindergarten teacher for the first day of school.
Yeah. My name is Caitlin. Like, well, your mom's a dumbass.
It's going to sound like a fart noise or something.
I just saw that, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. K-V-I-I-I-L-Y-N.
People with too much time on their hands. I always tell you, the twin boys is the one that always takes the cake for me. The Lamangelo and Orangelo, and it was because it's orange jello and lemon jello. And that became two boys' names.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
See, I still think, because I always hear the LaDasha, and I'm like, that doesn't exist.
Or there was a basketball player played in the NBA, played at Oklahoma State, named Jameson Curry. But it was Jameson, because it was supposed to be Jameson, and she decided to put spaces in.
Jameson.
So it's James, and he wanted Jameson Curry.
Ish.
It's some people sometimes.
Oh, well, we don't have time. I was going to read this. There's basically – you haven't seen the movie Black Klansman yet, have you?
No.
That's basically now happening in real life.
Really?
Absolutely. I'll get you the story on the other side.
That's good. All
right. It is absolutely happening in real life right now. But what's also absolutely happening is there's this new app out in the world called GetUpside that I want you people to go out and download. If someone were to walk up to you and offer you money at the gas tank, you wouldn't turn it down, would you? Well, then why would you not download GetUpside to your phone and start using it? GetUpside allows you to get cash back on your phone, or cash back in your pocket, excuse me, from an app on your phone at the gas pump and when you eat out. You can get this at like hundreds of restaurants around town. You can get up to 35% cash back. Over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back in your pocket. Why are you leaving money at the tank? That's basically what you're doing if you're not using GetUpside. You're basically driving off and you're leaving money back there. Download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry, and get an extra savings on your first fill-up. I made my wife do promo code Barry. She got 30 cents a gallon back on her first fill-up through the GetUpside app. And these companies, I mean, these gas stations and restaurants, they want your business. They want you to spend money with them. That's why they offer you these specials, but you can only get them through the GetUpside app. Totally free to download and install. It takes just seconds. Do it before you leave work today. That way, when you fill up on the way home, you can get that savings. And make sure when you do it, put in that promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and get that extra savings on your first fill-up. There's a ton of options around here. It's super easy to use. Just make sure you fill up or pay for your food with a debit or credit card. 24 hours later, boom, cash back ready for you. Download GetUpside. Put in promo code Barry. Get cash back all the time and thank me later. And stick around. I'll have that story that I was telling you about in 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from Prime Social. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour, Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday, coming to you live from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. We're going to take you all the way till 4 o'clock, and if you're looking for a great spot to start the weekend early, you're a poker player, you want to have a fun, safe environment, upscale, very, very nice, great food and drink, and fantastic poker play, including tournaments, stop by right here, 7801 Westheimer, right past Hillcroft as you head out of town towards Beltway 8 on Westheimer. And it is a fantastic spot. We always love coming out here.
I teased this story about the modern-day Black Klansman, the movie from Spike Lee that where a black guy infiltrated the Ku Klux Klan. I teased that, but that's going to have to be put on hold for a second. We have breaking news that's occurring, and El Jefe hit us up on Twitter and let us know about it. But Adrian Wojnarowski is out there tweeting that the San Antonio Spurs and center Pau Gasol have agreed on a contract buyout, clearing the way for the six-time All-Star to be playoff eligible for his next team. That's according to league sources telling ESPN that. Also, blue check mark, so I believe it.
I was just going
to
ask you, they better have a blue check.
No, it's the Adrian Wojnarowski with a blue check mark.
Yeah, it's the Woj bomb.
Yeah, it's a Woj bomb. So, I mean, initial thoughts.
I mean, I don't know what he's got left in the tank. You know, I thought it was a little bit suspicious and not the greatest move when San Antonio decided to re-sign him because I'd seen his skills diminish over the last couple of years. And we just got done talking about Dirk. It's not quite to Dirk's level, but he's definitely not at a Dwayne Wade level.
Right.
He looks like he's closer to retirement. I don't know if there's a team out there that says he brings something to the table we don't have or we need. You had mentioned that he might be a good backup because of Nene kind of being –
Yeah, you can't count on an A being healthy for the playoffs.
I just don't know if he's got the
– Well, put it this way. I mean, for his – this year, he's averaging 12 minutes a game. Mm-hmm. He is shooting 46% from the field. I mean, he's putting up 4 points a game. Defensively, though, he's pulling in almost 5 rebounds a game. In 12 minutes, would you take 5 rebounds in the playoffs?
Yeah, my bigger thing is his post defense. I mean, if you're going to go up against bigger centers, Steven Adams of the world, even a Rudy Gobert, but for sure Steven Adams, and then if it's a Boogie Cousins, I need someone that's athletic, that's strong, that can hold their own on the low post. I just don't know what he's got left.
Let me look up his per 36. That'll give you a better idea of what he's doing.
So he's got what? He's got like $8 million left on the contract from this year, $16 million next year.
But is it a buyout? So
it's a buyout. So how much would the – I know. My point is, how much is the Rockets are going to actually pay, and is that worth it is the question.
They don't care. The money's not going to
be the
issue.
It'll be a vet minimum or a couple
mil. Yeah, but is 4 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 12 minutes per game –
good enough for whatever it is, $3-5 million that the Rockets are going
to
pay.
Does it get you closer to a championship? Does it get you over the hump on a team before you get to the Warriors?
So here's his per 36. You ready? Mm-hmm. His per 36 minutes is 12.4 points a game, 1.5 blocks, a half a steal, and almost 14 rebounds. That's
14
pretty
rebounds
damn
is,
that's
good.
Different.
That's why I'm saying 5 rebounds in 12 minutes of sub time just to rest Capella. When Capella goes out, I don't care about the blocks. I don't care about the scoring. They need rebounding help. That's what this team needs.
But isn't that what Kenneth Faried is?
Yeah, but Kenneth Faried isn't going to always spell Capella. He's going to spell P.J. Tucker. He may be a starter. I mean, there's some options for Kenneth Faried. But this gives you a legitimate backup for Clint Capella for the time. I mean, Capella doesn't need more than 12 minutes of rest in a game anyways, especially in the playoffs, as young as he is. So for that 12 minutes, if you could pick up an extra 6 rebounds or 5.5 rebounds a game, I'm down for that, especially because you could probably get him for a good deal.
Yeah, I mean, look if it's $5 million a year or $6 million a year or whatever it is that they're going to pay him, I don't think it's a terribly bad deal. I still think that they should at least explore their options. It's not like, okay, Gasol, six-time All-Star, you jump on it. He's obviously a shell of himself. But, yeah, it's not going to be a bad deal because it's not a high-risk gamble.
Here's the thing. For one, the money's not going to be the issue because it's just for the rest of the year, and it's a prorated, even if he was making 5 or 6, for the last 20 games or so, it's a drop in the bucket for Tillman. It's just, does he give you more than you already have, for one? And for two, the guy thing, you guys, we need to keep this in mind. Today's the deadline. People that are being bought out have to be bought out today and signed by the other team before tomorrow, or they're not eligible for the playoffs.
Yeah.
They can join a team, and they can help them the rest of the regular season. But if it's after tomorrow, after tonight, then they're not going to be eligible for the playoffs. So that's why this happened now, to give him a chance to sign on.
Sure, and even if he was just a down-the-stretch guy, and I'm not suggesting that the money would make sense, but you already are limited with how often you can play Nene on back-to-backs and how much rest he gets. And even if he's the off-day backup when Nene can't play, now you're resting, you have a better chance to rest Nene even more.
Here's
for
the
playoffs.
I've given up on Nene. You know, like, even when he's in the game last night or in other times, I'm like, when he's out there and he's aggressive like that, he still has something to give. It's just that 2 years in a row now, they've done all of this nurturing and no back-to-backs just to get him ready for the playoffs, and 2 years in the playoffs, he's been hurt. I can't rely on this guy. I don't want to even think about this guy. If it's a guy that can help you, because I agree with you, look, they're going to rotate all three bigs. It's going to be Capella. They'd like to keep Capella on the floor the most just because he's so active and he's tallest, right, and biggest. But Faried gives them an option they didn't have before to spell PJ, because even PJ said the other night,
I'm getting tired.
I'm exhausted, right? So I think they'll rotate those three guys. But if they can find another guy, here's the other thing. Barry, I don't think he does fit a role from what you're giving me numbers-wise, right? But that's in a Spurs system. In a Rocket system where he's going to be forced to run, where he's really got to get up and down the floor, where once he gets the rebound, it's not just let the offense go or get into a half-court set. I just don't know if he's got that kind of endurance in the tank either, and at his age, if he's going to be able to do that.
One of the other things, too, that I think he gives you in those spurts that he would be in is, and you wouldn't rely on this, obviously, he can knock down a three every now and then.
Oh, he sure can shoot.
And, I mean, he's 37% for his career as a big man. That's legit. Now, he's averaging 1.5 a game this year in his per 36, but damn. Even if you've got an undersized lineup and you want to throw him out there and maybe spread the floor, or, you know, I think and also don't sleep on the fact that he gives this team a little bit more veteran leadership and a guy that's kind of been around the block. I mean, he's been doing it for a very long time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the other thing to keep in mind is he's won the ring.
Yep.
So it's not like he's chasing hardware anymore.
Exactly.
So it's going to be where he fits in, where obviously he still wants to play, or maybe he wants to finish his career where he did win the rings. Go back to L.A., but then but now you're not guaranteeing yourself a chance at a championship because you don't know if you're going to make the playoffs. And from a Laker perspective, you need a wing and more scoring help. You already have Tyson Chandler if you need a
Would you rather have Gasol or Lopez?
See, now, I'd say Robin Lopez all across the board.
I would agree with that.
But he's come out to the media and said, guys, don't expect it. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that means the only guy that might be out there is if the Clippers part ways with Marcin Gortat.
Yeah.
If Gortat's out there, I think he's a great fit in short doses for the Rockets.
I would agree with that. Somebody said, I tried to do that Get Upside app, and I used promo code Barry, and it didn't work, but they spelled it B-E-R-R-Y, because you have to spell it B-A-R-R-Y. Yeah, wrong kind of Barry. So, yeah, promo code
Block that person,
B-A-R-R-Y. No, I think Well, I'm assuming that they're legitimately just messed it up, unless they're just trying to be funny, in which case, swing and a miss.
And block them.
Yeah.
All right, so we still got to get to this story you were going to get to before we get to the breaking news, right?
Yeah, it's fascinating, man. This gentleman named James Stern he's infiltrated one of the largest neo-Nazi groups in the U.S., and he's now their leader. Like, he replaced the old leader in January, and he has said that he wants to basically do his best to undermine the neo-Nazi organization and make them go away, basically. And I think that he ended up in as a leader. And my question is, if they really were like a neo-Nazi organization, how do they let that happen? Unless it was all over the phone, which I don't think it was.
He's still in this role right now?
Yeah.
Because once the word comes out, are they going to kill him? I mean, if they get word of this with the way that they go about doing their business, are they going to – I mean, is he in jeopardy?
I didn't see that.
That's the first question I got, because why else would you blow your cover when you know you're still in there and they could have full access to go do something to you?
It's crazy, man. I don't understand it, how you get into that position, but – he's figured it out, and his goal is to basically eradicate this, and he's made it his goal to try to infiltrate several of these different organizations. It says NSM members used to attend rallies and protests in full Nazi uniforms, including at a march in Toledo that sparked a riot in 2005. The old leader most recently tried to rebrand the group and appeal to a new generation of racists and anti-Semites by getting rid of such overt displays of Nazi symbols. So they tried to make it where they were trying to go a different direction. And maybe that's why they were like, well, if we just get a black guy in here, we can throw him off the scent. And this guy was like, I'll do it. And he was like, I'll do it now. Tear this sumbitch up. Y'all won't
Good
have
for
this
him,
no
man.
More. He said it appeared that Stern had been trying for at least 2 years to disrupt the group. A message board or a message posted on his website said he would be meeting with Shep in February, who was the old leader. I have personally targeted eradicating the KKK and the National Socialist Movement, which are two organizations here in this country, which have all too long been privileges they don't deserve. So,
interesting.
That's brave, dude.
No doubt. That's what I'm saying. Listen, especially if it's out there now.
If there was a group that hated you so much, they would just as soon see you dead, and you're going to join that group and then try to take that group down, that's ballsy.
No doubt.
That's ballsy. But there's a whole post on NBC News. And the headline is just amazing. Neo-Nazis group's new leader is a black man who vows to dissolve it. Go check it out, NBCNews.com.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Pretty fascinating, man.
I hope he can pull it off, but I hope he stays healthy, because I'm telling you
now. Dude, that's scary.
Yeah, you put that word out there, and you know that there are people that are just nuts enough and don't like to be duped, that they're going to try and take care of some business on their own. That's not a good thing at all.
So here's what it says in how he came to power. That the dude Stern, who is the African-American gentleman who took over, he served as a prison sentence for mail fraud at the same facility as one-time Klansman Edgar Ray Killen, who was convicted in the Mississippi burning killings and three civil rights workers. Killen died in January of 2018. In 2012, Stern claimed Killen signed over him power of attorney and ownership of 40 acres of land while they were serving prison term together. So he basically says, yeah, this dude just said I could have it. Now, the question would be, do you think that was the Killen's way of atonement? Of like, hey, look, I screwed up. You can have this.
Dude, I don't know.
It's wild, man.
There's so many different things, too. And the fact that a dude's name is Killen that's been convicted of killing. So
Yeah, that's weird.
That's crazy. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show, and we appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride on an FEF Friday. We'll be back to wrap things up right here from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final segment of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an F Yeah Friday. And I'm telling you, we're coming to you live from Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. You don't think that I'm telling the truth when I tell you what an upscale, classy place this is? I mean, it is safe. It is secure. They have you go through the whole security process just to get in. Tons of TVs if you want to watch your sports while you're playing your poker or your dominoes. They have a massage therapist who can come to you at your chair while you're at a table, massage your shoulder and your neck.
I need that right now.
Get some kinks out. Maybe I don't think they're going to work on your hernia, but, you know, for the right price, they might.
Massage my hernia.
We'll be calling you Robert Kraft on Monday. At the same
Nick did ask her how much was it for extra. I was like, Nick, that's not appropriate.
That's just bad stuff.
What you get?
Did you
for what? What do I get for what?
All day.
A happy
that's
ending.
What I do?
That's what you get.
Well, I stepped over one of his jokes. So,
no, not even that.
What did
totally
I
forgot about that. Yeah, that's what you get for that then.
Now he's fired up on that too.
I totally forgot
now
about
he's
that.
He's got more than one thing he's fired
now,
up about.
Now I owe you another one.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's what
well,
you get.
Well, you're gonna be Diet Cokes for a year.
I know.
Yeah.
No.
Screwed. So, yeah, head on over here if you want something to do. You want to play some poker with some good competitive people that, like you, want a good place to play poker. We love being here. And the food and bev is good, too. The food and the drinks are always solid.
Yeah, they are. I figured you guys would get a kick out of this. There was a lady in China that owned a cat.
Okay.
Owns a cat. And she's up for she's being accused of animal abuse. Because she took her cat in for plastic surgery. And she took her cat to she says she didn't like the way the cat's eyes looked. Said the cats were ugly. The eyes were ugly. So she went and had the cat had a double eyelid operation. Also known, I'm going to try to say this. It's going to screw it up. An Asian blepharoplasty.
What?
Where a crease is added to the animal's eyelids to create the look of a monolid. So let me break this down in layman's terms. She was like, this cat has white boy eyes. I don't want this.
And she basically made this poor little cat go under the knife.
She spent the equivalent of $1,500.
Stop it, man.
To have this cat's eyes done. And when you look at the picture of the cat post-surgery, it's in a cone.
Can
and its eyes are all jacked up, and its tongue is hanging out. That's a horrible, horrible person.
Left eye looks like it went through a fight with Mike Tyson. It looks like it's closed up.
The cat's like, why me? Why? It looks terrible.
A waste of money.
Just blow weed smoke in your cat's
eyes.
What
would that lady,
same effect?
That Jocelyn Wildenstein or whatever lady that did all those surgeries to make herself look like a cat.
Barbie? Oh, look like a cat?
Yeah, she spent like, I want to say $2 or $3 million.
Really?
On surgery. She divorced this billionaire husband. She's like a socialite or something.
Yeah.
And her ex-husband is the one that said, yeah, she did all these surgeries because she wanted to look more like a cat. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
I
know the one Barry's talking about, the one that wanted to look like a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
And did every surgery possible to get her to be as close to looking like a Barbie. I've seen the what is that show? Botched.
Yes.
Where there was the guys that want to look like females. And
my thing is this. So we're a vain society, and as humans, we're vain. We want to look good. So we get plastic surgery done, and I get that. Why is plastic surgery for an animal even an option? Is there a, like, oh, my schnauzer's nose is too long. I'm going to get a nose job on my schnauzer. Why is that an option? Oh, my bulldog is fat. I'm going to get my bulldog a tummy tuck.
Boy,
are you able to get a monolid on your cat's eyes? Why is that and who's out here like, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to do plastic surgery on cats. What?
I want my pug to have a full face.
Yeah.
My
pug's face is too flat.
The vet's like, you're a dumbass, but I'll take the money. I mean, that's $1,500.
You know what? Depending on how the business is, believe me, take it from someone who knows. You can get the vets that are going to charge you because, hey, the Blanks are in again.
But I get it, though, if you're like, hey, our dog tore his ACL and he can't walk.
Sure.
So you fix that, but oh, I don't like this cat's eyes are too round.
Yeah, that's unreal.
So I'm going to make it go through surgery, spend $1,500 because I don't want my cat to be round-eyed.
Now, if you're all for the fancy grooming and all the pink ribbons and stuff like that, that's one thing.
Put a sweater on your cat or whatever.
By all means, but that's too much.
And then there was this story that they said back in 2017, one family came under fire because they put their dog under the knife in order to make it look like the pooch from The Mask, the Jim Carrey film. So they made their dog go through plastic surgery for that. Why are you doing that to your animals?
First of all, you have too much money and too much time on your hands. Second of all, that should be cruelty to animals.
It really should be.
And obviously the animals don't have a say in the matter, but the animals shouldn't be put through all that because obviously the recovery process and everything they got to go through, I think it's ridiculous.
Too much money and too much time on your hands is probably the perfect way to put it because when you don't have any needs because you have so much money, you just basically look for needs, things that you feel like you need to do, when in reality you don't.
And it's mean. I mean, like, what?
It is.
Like,
it's cruelty.
I'm sure if that cat could talk, he'd be like, bitch, leave me alone. This is nothing I want. Like, there's nothing wrong. This is how Jesus made me. Leave
me
alone.
My dog hates going to the vet. Like, every time I walk, she knows the building, the sidewalk to the building, the parking lot. She knows everything.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Same way with all of our dogs. They know exactly where they are, and they know that it's not a good thing. And the other thing I don't like is when we have to go to the veterinary hospital, they give you their guesses with the price tag first, and then if they don't get to it or don't need it, they say they'll take it off. Mm. But you don't know because they're in the back in surgery or whatever, and then they go, well, the anesthesia, and then, you know, if the anesthesia, if we really have to do something with a staple or something like that, there's that. And I'm just looking at this bill going, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And then they have to be – they're the ones that are on the true serum that have to go, well, we really didn't have to put the second pain medicine in there.
Now you're relying on them.
Yeah, and if they're having a tough month, suddenly your bills are way up and the pet didn't ask for any of that surgery.
Somebody said Barry spends $1,500 a week on his yard. I want to say that's not true.
Well, you're going to save some money now after you get your hernia taken care of.
You bastard.
Some time. Or actually not money,
if
but time.
If that lawnmower isn't insured, you're going to spend some money too.
Shouldn't that hernia tell you I should never cut my own grass? Ever again?
I never got a hernia cutting grass. I got the hernia lifting the lawnmower.
Okay.
Two different things.
Okay.
Well, don't lift.
I hate both of you. I just want y'all to know that.
Perfect. That sets us up.
Remind us every day.
Hey, have a wonderful weekend to everybody, including you two. And we will talk to you again on Monday for another busy week of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.